the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded. But thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. Thy first father hath sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? I have long time holden my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall remove out of her place. I will do a new thing. I shall make a man more precious than fine gold. He shall build my city, and he shall let go my captives, not for price, no reward!
Yeah. Shake thyself in the dust. Put on thy beautiful garments, and I will give thee treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. O captive daughter of Zion, fear thou not, for I am with thee. I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. I have called thee by name. Thou art mine. Ye shall have a song as in the night when a holy solemnity is kept, for thy maker is thine husband. Thine eyes shall see the king in his beauty. They shall behold the land that is very far off. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in the dust, for thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Lift up thine eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen. House of David will I lay upon his shoulder, so he shall open, and none shall shut, and he shall shut, and none shall open, and I will fasten him as a name in a sure place, and he shall be for a glorious throne to his father's house. not spoken in secret from the beginning. From the time that it was, there am I. The Lord hath called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother hath he made mention of my name. And he hath made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand hath he hid me.
Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth.
The Lord God hath opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting.
Thank you.
skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open and let them bring forth salvation. And let righteousness spring out together. I, the Lord, have created it. Filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. And there is none that calleth upon thy name, that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. For thou hast hid thy face from us, and hast consumed us because of our iniquities. Wrath very sore, O Lord, neither remember iniquity forever. Behold, see, we beseech thee, we are all thy people. Thy holy cities are a wilderness, Zion a wilderness, Jerusalem a desolation. Our holy and our beautiful house, blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palm of my hands. Draweth near the time of her delivery, is in pain and crieth out in her pangs. So we have been in thy sight, O Lord. We have been with child, we have been in pain. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity. A day for a man to afflict his soul. He is it to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this fast, and an acceptable day to the Lord? darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow, and from thy fear, and from the hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve. And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold, as the light of the 7 days, the day that the Lord bindeth up the breach of his people, and healeth stroke of their wound. And is the wrath of thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul. Then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high.